Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballou Show, only on The Fan.
Locker room has left the building. Time for the Buck Ballou Show. We are live from 680 The Fan Studios in the Battery Atlanta, right across from Truist Park, where the Braves go for the sweep later today. And I hope they don't show up mailing it in. Well, put the hammer down, please. Show some killer, K-I-L-L-A. Killer instinct. Now let's put these suckers away. They are terrible.
I mean, that's just the way we roll here.
Terrible, as Barkley would say. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Glad you're here. Buck Ballou Show. Here on 680 and 93.7. We are streaming at 680thefan.com. I'm sure you've heard about the Fan mobile app. Listen, anywhere, anytime. It's driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Beaver Direct. They say it's the fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. DT ready to roll. We got Road Dogg in the house. What do you say we get this thing started?
Bucks Big Take.
Fastest one-hour show in major market radio. Here we go. Good news to report. Don't you just love it? Good news. Max Fried is back on track. Tossed a three-hit complete game shutout with six strikeouts and no walks. And Max was in complete control from start to finish. Fastball touching 95. So he had the velo last night. He was commanding that fastball, too. Up, down, in, out. Had the velo on it. Max was also on the attack with the plus curveball. Throw it for a strike early in the count when the hitters are going to lay off of it. Then bury it. Make them chase late in the count. His other assortment of off-speed stuff was in sync, especially the slider. We'll hear about that in a moment. Max told the bullpen to just take the night off. Went out and dominated. And I saw this on social media. Does this count for Max because it was the Marlins he was facing? I got some of that response on social media. Buck, it doesn't really count. It's the Miami Marlins he was facing. Well, I'm going to count it. Even though the Marlins hadn't scored a run in 20 innings. Come on, man. Fried was dealing, you know it, pitching like a guy that has a market value of $27 million a year. Did I mention he's making $15? Max's last complete game shutout was 56 starts ago in September of 21 when he shut down the Padres. And you know what? At the end of the season, I'm going to miss Max. I'm really going to miss Max Fried when he's
Pay
gone next
man
season.
His money.
He's going to be gone. Gone!
Gone.
But until then, count me as one of Max Fried's biggest fans. Great job, Max. Keep dealing, brother. We don't have Striders, so we need you to keep dealing as our ace of the staff. And there's your big take today. Got a little more Braves coming up later in the show. Right now, let's see what's popping.
Let's find out what's popping.
see what's popping. Big news for your Atlanta Falcons fans. And the Falcons, they're being investigated for tampering. We spoke about this yesterday. A stupid, lousy rule they've got in place. And Kirk Cousins, a little too forthcoming in the Welcome to Atlanta press conference, admitting things probably shouldn't be admitting. And because of that, Falcons are being investigated. But the good news, no penalty will be coming down before the draft gets underway tomorrow. Now, the investigation continues with the Falcons and the Eagles. They're in trouble because of Saquon Barkley's recruitment. Great news for the Falcons, though. The NFL will not penalize the Falcons and take any picks out of this 2024 NFL draft. Falcons are going to keep all eight selections as the draft gets underway tomorrow night. So what's going to happen? They're going to hit us in the 2025 draft. But who cares about next year, right? We're only caring about the following 3 days. Because the Falcons have got to get it right. But good news, they won't be taking any of our draft picks. They're dragging their feet with this investigation. Sounds like some of these White House investigations they have. But I don't want to get into politics here on the Sports Talk Show. And that's what's popping. Falcons getting some good news. Let's go back to the Braves and Max Fried, DT. And let's hear from Max on that outstanding performance he had last night. You hear these pitchers occasionally, they'll say, I'm going to pitch to contact. Weak contact. That's what Max was trying to do last night.
They like to swing, and I was able to get deep into my last start against them. I was into the seventh, and I felt pretty good, and just more of, instead of having a little bit of a delay, going into that seventh inning again and dancing around, or I just wanted to be on the attack again and force contact, and, you know, fortunately for me, the balls were going at our guys tonight.
Yeah, good job, Max. You got a good defense back there. Let them get to work. Pitch to contact, off the barrel of the bat. Max, a great example of that last night, if you were able to see the game.
And a great example of weak contact, Buck. We didn't see a lot of hard-hit balls. He made it easy for the boys.
Yeah, so that's good pitching to me. Stay off the barrel, and you can get a lot done. Now, Max threw the slider a lot more last night. And somebody's probably thinking, Ballou, what do you know about the slider? Well, I know that the two-seamer coming in on my hands, followed by the slider low and away, put me in sports talk radio and out of professional baseball. That's what I know about the slider. Let's hear from Max talking about finding his slider last night.
It's a really good pitch, and I guess I, you know, might have forgotten about it a little bit, but I felt like it was able to get me back into some counts and get ahead, and, you know, it created a lot of nice ground balls for me tonight, too.
Good job, Max Fried. I'm going to miss you next year, man. Let's go win a World Series this year, Max. Go out on top. Yeah, that was the problem for me, looking back on my professional baseball career, was the two-seam fastball in on the hands. And so to hit that, I'm thinking at the time, okay, I've got to get this swing started a little sooner. So I'm trying to cheat a little bit, you know, get ahead of that and get that barrel of the bat out there. And then here comes the slider low and away. And a swing and a miss. And that two-pitch combination got me out of minor league baseball and into the USFL.
Can't believe you died down in the minors and Angel Hernandez still doing it to these days.
Yeah, I never thought that Angel Hernandez would make it to the big leagues. But what a great story to tell here on Sports Radio 680 The Fan. I've told it many times where we were located in West Palm Beach. I was with the Expos organization playing in the Florida State League, Class A. And so we come up to Lakeland to play the Tigers. Lakeland, the nearest
road game for me, and the closest to Valdosta where mom and dad can come watch me play without spending the night. So mom and dad drive on down to Lakeland. They're going to see just this one game in the three-game series. I'm hitting second in the lineup that day. And Angel Hernandez, he rings me up first at bat, so it's the top of the first inning. He rings me up on a slider that's way out of the strike zone. I mean, I didn't even think about swinging. And he rung me up. And I turned and looked at Angel Hernandez, and I say, you're going to die with me right down here in A-ball. And he threw me. He ejected me immediately.
Gone.
Yeah, I was out of there. Top of the first inning. Parents had just driven down to see me play. So dad makes his way out to the visiting locker room, and he says, what was the magic word? Magic word. They're words you can't say to the umpire. You are blank. I'm sick and f***ing tired. Well, that's edited right there. I never said that on the air. You are blank. And you insert some of these words you can't say to the umpire.
Like crud.
And dad was convinced that I said one of those things. And I said, dad, there was no cursing. None of those magic words. I simply told him he was going to die in the minor leagues with me. And dad said, okay, yeah, all right. Well, that's acceptable then. The guy's an idiot.
Probably hit a little too close to home for Mr. Hernandez there. He probably thought that was true. No?
Well, the joke's on
Decades
me.
Decades later.
Yeah, joke's on me. He's still in Major League Baseball.
Well, speaking of jokes, he's pretty much the joke of Major League Baseball at this point.
So yeah, and I don't understand how he's still around.
Not many.
Maybe he's the only Cuban umpire in Major League Baseball. They want to hang on to one of those. I don't know, man. I mean, I can't figure it out. He's the worst in baseball. There's no doubt about it. And when the Braves hit a home run, you're going to score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you're going to get a free alignment, free oil change with your tire purchase. And the more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals at Tire Discounters gets. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. All right, coming back on the other side, we're diving into the Falcons pool. Sam Ballew, do the Falcons have a pool? Well, they got a pool of players they're going to be picking from. We'll dive into that.
Rise up!
So we get closer and closer to the big day. First round in the NFL draft coming up tomorrow. And we're here to talk about it here on the Buck Ballew Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Come on.
Got the Buck Ballew Show here on The Fan. Don't be worried about Max Fried anymore. You can worry about something else. Max Fried's going to be fine. In fact, he already is. Dealing last night. Man, that was great. That's sort of Greg Maddux-like last night. Game over with, it seemed like, in about 45 minutes.
He faced 29, almost faced the minimum for there for a while through six innings. Faced 29 batters. I think it was 92 pitches.
I was thinking, okay, what do I watch now? Oh, the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, some NBA.
Yeah, the NBA.
Had a couple of good Stanley Cup playoff games last night.
I saw that for about 2 seconds, and I flipped right through it.
Panthers Never Lightning in overtime? You missed it?
They didn't have hockey in Valdosta growing up.
I didn't get a lot in Snellville, Georgia, either. It was
I didn't know anything about it. I know I got the Sports Illustrated, and I rushed to the mailbox every Friday to see who was going to be on the cover, and occasionally they had Bobby Orr.
I was thinking
from
Bobby
the
Orr.
Boston Bruins.
Is Gordie Howe too old for you? I don't know.
I remember
old, right?
He may have been on that cover, too, occasionally.
Okay, yeah,
he looked like an old man even when I was young. So, yeah, that was as close as I got to hockey.
Maybe we'll get some hockey back here in Atlanta. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, I wish y'all the best.
Not interested?
Wish you hockey fans the very best on that. NFL draft will get underway. First round coming up tomorrow night, 8 o'clock start, I believe. So the Falcons selecting somewhere in that 9 o'clock hour. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to see what's going to happen. By the way, our coverage of the 23 NFL draft is brought to you by Harris Cherokee Casinos and Resorts. And let's talk a little Falcons draft for you.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
All right, so the Falcons, like all these other NFL teams, they've got a big board.
It's big, too.
And on the board, in one of their conference rooms, they've rated out the players in the NFL draft. And look, all these teams, organizations, they've got a different big board. They're not all the same. Some organizations are better than others at identifying talent. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm hoping our collaboration this year with Raheem Morris, Jimmy Lake, and Zach Robinson, their collaboration with Terry Fontenot and his assistant general managers, I hope that collaboration has gone very well as they've laid out their big board. Falcons picking at number eighth pick of the first round. And as you look at the pool of players that should be available or could be available for the eighth pick of the first round, off the Falcons' big board, the names are going to read like this. Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, Quinyon Mitchell, Terrion Arnold, Dallas Turner. You got that Latu guy that rushes the passer. Former UCLA Bruin. You got Jared Verse out of Florida State. Joe Alt, the offensive tackle. Got a couple of defensive tackles we really hadn't even talked about. Byron Murphy, some guy named Newton out of Illinois, I believe he's from. So that would be the pool of players. Brock Bowers, but I eliminated him. Since the Falcons in 58 drafts have never selected a Georgia player in the first round.
Thank you, Buck.
So I just went ahead and eliminated Brock Bowers from the list. But that is the pool of players the Falcons will be choosing from with that eighth pick of the first round. Will it be best available player? Typically, that's what a lot of people do in the top 10 picks of the first round. You go with the number one player on the board. And there are going to be some Falcons fans a little upset if they go with, say, Malik Nabers is there at eight and they take a wide receiver. DT, you going to be upset if they do that? Malik Nabers at eight?
I had problems with Kyle Pitts and Drake London. If we're talking best available player, I don't expect him to be there at eight. And they are very thin at wide receiver, as much as I personally do want a defensive lineman. Or perhaps the cornerback you've talked about.
Quinyon Mitchell?
Yeah, or among a couple of them.
He's the best of the bunch.
They could do a lot worse than having Malik Nabers out there throwing it around.
Yeah, there'll be some people unhappy about that. Let's hear from Fontenot talking about that best available player thing.
When we talk about best player available, it's best player available for us. I think sometimes when people hear best player available, they're looking at some of the experts' list. And the key is not reaching for needs. In most cases, you got the different categories, right? You have the impact players, the elite players. You have the solid starters. You have the functional starters. You have the role players, the development. You have all these categories. You're going to have more than one position in that category. So now you can look at, okay, these are the players we have in this category. Let's go with the position need or the more premier position, call it. You know, you can.
Yeah, let me give you a translation on what Fontenot just said there. Blah, 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 blah. I think the collaboration will, it'll turn out to be a mindset of this, the best available player at a need position. Oh, blah, blah, blah. What are the Falcons' need positions? Cornerback, right now they do not have a legitimate option opposite A.J. Terrell. Edge rusher, we've talked about that ad nauseum. Nose tackle, need a big nose tackle if you're going to play that 3-4 and line up on first down. Those would be the three top needs. They need another big receiver, too. Wouldn't you love to see that Falcons big board? Round number two, Falcons have the 43rd pick. Pool of players that should be available there at pick 43. Chop Robinson. There's an edge rusher out of Penn State. Chop Robinson. Chopping those quarterbacks down. Couple of receivers to keep an eye on there. Keon Coleman, Xavier Leggett. Coleman out of Florida State, a big receiver. Leggett out of South Carolina, he's pretty big too. So those guys, you can line up in a bunch formation on first and 10 and run the football because they can block. They can win the 50-50 balls. It's what the Falcons are looking for. They've got enough slot receivers to last a lifetime. A couple of cornerbacks may be available. Enos Rakestraw from Missouri. TJ Tampa. That sounds like a made-up name to me. I don't like a rapper. Kool-Aid McKinstry. There's another nickname for you. Can't wait to see what the Falcons do in the first round tomorrow and then that second and third round on Friday. It's going to be awesome. All right, let's get to the top five.
Five, four, three, two, one.
We are the end. Bucks Top 5 on 680 The Fan.
Amanda Swartz, our digital director, interrupted her workday to come be on the show today. Amanda, thanks so much.
Of course, I'm happy to be here.
All right, let's get to it. What do you got for me today? It's an NFL draft top five, I hear.
All NFL draft today. All right. So let's get into it. Number one, are you thrilled to hear the Falcons are considering selecting Michael Penix in the draft?
Yeah, I'm not really buying that.
Okay.
I think that's sort of a smoke screen. And I know I've been listening to these other shows around town over the last 4 or 5 days, and there's been a lot of talk about this. Mm-hmm. Hey, the Falcons are looking at Penix. It's a smoke screen is what it is. They are not taking Michael Penix Jr. in the draft. They just backed up the Brinks truck and paid Kirk Cousins all this big-time money. The last thing they're going to do is draft a quarterback. They've got a backup. They've got the big money guy they're going to hand the ball to at the start of the year, hopefully without Achilles. I'm wondering about that. But no, Penix would look great in a Falcons uniform. And before they got Cousins, I was hoping this is what they would do. But this right now, this is just a smokescreen. They're not taking Penix.
Yeah, I agree. All right, number two, got any advice for Bo Nix?
Advice for Bo Nix?
Yeah.
You know, my advice for Bo, who probably is not going in the first round.
Okay.
Won't be a first round pick. And I know that's got to be disappointing. And I'm sure he had his heart set on this. All right, he's worked tremendously hard. He put up some huge statistics out at Oregon for the Ducks. But you've got some people that have downgraded Bo. And I think it's for good, legitimate reasons. The offense they run at Oregon is a lot of predetermined routes, where in the NFL they don't do that. You got to read after the snap of the ball. So there's a transition that Bo's going to have to deal with. He scrambles a lot. A lot of teams want the quarterback to stay in the pocket. My advice to Bo would be don't be concerned or get down about not being a first-round pick. Don't let that bother you. You're going to get an opportunity in the second round to live out your dream and be an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So go make the most of it. Be happy with that. Ignore the critics that are tearing you down, saying you're not worthy of a first-round pick. Know that you're going to have a great shot of making it in the National Football League. just going to be as a second round pick. So don't worry about it.
That's good advice, Buck. I like it. All right. Number three, let's revisit this. What's the best fit for Brock Bowers?
Brock Bowers, who, looking at Pro Football Focus, they have rated Bowers as the number seven player in this year's draft. Mm-hmm. Now, he's playing a position that a lot of teams, organizations downgrade. They don't look at tight end as being a premier position, so he probably won't go in the first seven picks. Probably going to be somewhere between 10 and 20 because of the position he plays. Everybody's got to respect the talent. But I'm going to say two places would be a great place for him. The Chargers, if the Chargers, they're going to be teams wanting to move up and grab that Chargers pick. Number five in the draft to take a quarterback so the Chargers can trade back somewhere in the teens and get Brock Bowers. They've lost Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, two of their big receivers. They've exited. So they need a receiver. For Justin Herbert, Brock Bowers would fit that bill. He's back on the West Coast where he's from. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be a great fit for him. And then the other spot, the Bengals at 18.
Okay.
Play with Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. You're with a contender. You're going to get a lot of one-on-one matchups and coverage because people are going to be double-teaming Jamar Chase. So you can thrive. You can show off your skill set. Now, you got to live in Cincinnati. I mean, it's not all good. But I think the Bengals and Chargers would be the two best fits for Brock Bowers. And I'm hoping the best for him.
Yeah, I like it. All right, number four. What's the first thing Terry Fontenot should do when he checks into his hotel room in Detroit today?
You know, I'm seeing a lot of this on social media where these people now are checking in the hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Or the B&B, Airbnb. And they're, like, putting tape over, like, the electrical outlet where people are hiding these little cameras. I don't know why
really?
They want to be spying on people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, or on the TV, you know, anywhere there's a little bitty hole, they put tapes or Band-Aids
in the
over
shower.
For privacy.
Yeah.
I mean, what a bunch of freaks
mm-hmm.
that are trying to spy on people in a hotel. So I would recommend that he do that because you don't want Fontenot in his room prior to the draft talking about who they're going to draft and who they're not going to draft and have this information come back and haunt you.
Right.
So, yeah, I think I'd be covering up those little bitty holes. Or you can go by. There's a little device you can show it around the room, and if the light starts blinking, hey, there's one of those
text
little cameras.
Yeah.
I think that's what Fontenot needs to do.
That's a good call. All right, last one, number five. Why do you feel bad for Jaden Daniels, who's about to cash in with a $36 million contract?
Yeah, it's hard to feel bad for a guy that's going to sign a contract.
Sure is.
Worth $36 million. But I feel bad for Jaden Daniels, who, and I talked with my source down in New Orleans today on the way to work. Stuck in traffic. And he went on and on about what a great guy, what a great dude Jaden Daniels, and so humble that he's a hard worker and he's dedicated to winning and his teammates love him and he's got an electric skill set. I thought he would have looked great in a Falcons uniform, I'm just saying. But he's going to go to Washington and have to play for the Commanders. They're going to take him at number two. And sure, it's going to be a great contract. But this organization is looking like it will be one of the most dysfunctional organizations in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And as a quarterback, your success, most of it is predicated on the owner. Their owner's an idiot, Josh Harris. He's got a lot of money, but totally dysfunctional running an NFL organization. Josh Harris, come on. And now you've hired Dan Quinn, who's a nut.
You got that right, Chris.
So now your head coach is cray-cray.
I think you nailed it.
And now you got your quarterback coach and offensive coordinator's Cliff Kingsbury. He's a nutcase. So he's going to be caught up in this craziness in Washington. I mean, what are the chances that he can survive that? I feel bad for Jaden Daniels. I wish he was going to a better place.
Brooks Top 5 on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
All right, Amanda. So we got the Bucks Beat podcast is dropping today, episode 98, yep. Which is NFL draft preview. It's a deep dive into the top six quarterbacks and the seven organizations that are desperate to find a quarterback. It's a video podcast, so you yep. can check out the video portion at the 680 The Fan YouTube site.
Mm-hmm, yep, it's on YouTube now, so you can check it out today.
Oh, wow, you've dropped it already.
Yep, it's dropped.
Girl, you are working hard in the morning.
I'm trying
time.
To.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah, so Bucks Beat podcast out there, NFL draft preview. Worked hard on this. I hope you enjoy it. You can find the audio portion anywhere that you get your podcast.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, Mark sideline, 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Bulldogs beat number 5 Clemson last night. Man, anytime I can say that on this show, I love doing it. Bulldogs beat Clemson. Love that. You know, when I was playing, they were our most bitter rival at the time, the Clemson Tigers. Dogs beat number 5 Clemson 4-3 in 15 innings last night at Foley Field. That game ended at 12:33 a.m. So I had to see what the score was when I woke up this morning. And I tell you what happened. Dogs were down 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth. And they intentionally walked my man Charlie Condon. And the result of intentionally walking Condon was the tying run scored. And the Bulldogs go on to win in 15 innings.
Are you really going to blame any manager that walks Condon in a big spot right now? I
mean, I'm just saying you don't have to hit a home run like Condon's been doing.
Yeah.
26 home runs on the season. You don't have to hit a home run to help your team win a baseball game. You let them intentionally walk you, and you end up scoring the tying run. And how about the way the winning run was scored? I thought this was interesting because Foley Field, not a lot of extra real estate at Foley Field, especially from home plate to the backstop. It is a really small area. So if you're on third base, which the Bulldogs had a third base, a runner on third base, and the ball got by the catcher, I mean, 98% of the time you're going to stay at third base because your butt's going to be out at home plate. Not much room behind home plate, but the runner on third said, the heck with that. I'm ready to end this game. And he scores from third base on a wild pitch.
How about them dogs?
Bulldogs now 30-10, surpassed the win total they had a year ago with plenty of games left in the season. 30-10 now. And they are off leaving to go to College Station, Texas for the weekend, facing the number one team in college baseball, Texas A&M. So as the boys load up and take that flight to College Station, want to wish them the best of luck. I tell you, Wes Johnson stepped in. He's done a great job, and I knew he would. Getting to know Wes a little bit, easy to assume they were going to be successful. And they are trying to get to 15 SEC wins with, I believe, 4 SEC series left. Looks like they're going to be able to get there. If you can get to 15 SEC wins, you're going to the NCAA tournament, which is ultimately the goal, trying to get out to Omaha in the College World Series. So you go, Bulldogs. Bulldogs baseball team making some noise this year. It's great to see. And I tell you what, with the youth baseball here in Metro Atlanta and all the travel teams and all the youth talent, Wes Johnson should make this Bulldog baseball program a perennial contender. That's what I'm excited about, being a former baseball player over at UGA. All right, coming back on the other side, we're going to chop it up, a little more Braves talk. We're excited. Good job, Max Fried. You got the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Buck Blue Show here on The Fan, fastest 1 hour in sports talk radio. And if you're looking to play some golf, I recommend being a part of the inaugural Braves Golf Classic. Hello, friends. And you're going to have a chance to tee it up at the Atlanta Athletic Club's championship course on May the 6th. So you better get signed up. It benefits the Atlanta Braves Foundation. They're going to have your favorite Braves legends out there teeing it up.
Awesome.
To get your foursome and to get more information, go to Braves.com/golf classic.
Today, time to talk Braves. Let's go chopping.
Yeah, so I stop in the coffee shop this morning on the way down. Get cup number two. And the boys were in there. And, you know, typically they want to talk sports, so they come at me pretty hard. And this morning, the topic was Matt Olson. So the Braves, you got Max Fried dominating last night, a three-hit shutout, complete game shutout. And they want to talk about Matt Olson.
Turd,
I can say that, right? And so my first comment to the group was, why do you want to go negative? I mean, there's something positive going on here with Fried.
Negative, negative, negative.
They said, well, Blue, it doesn't count. That was against the Marlins. So we get into Matt Olson. And Matt Olson, I believe he's 0 for his last 22. And his batting average, they tell me, was down to 212. I didn't know we were keeping track of batting averages anymore. I mean, typically, I'm wondering about the wins above replacement stat. But they were on to the batting average. Blue, man, what's going on with Matt Olson? I mean, he's 0 for his last 22. His batting average is down to 212.
You got to be the biggest idiot I've ever met.
So what do I say? Well, I say, guys, hitting major league pitching is extremely difficult. That's what I led with right there. You think this is easy? Hitting major league pitching. I believe it's the second most difficult thing in sports. Are you wondering what the first is?
Shooting under par at a good golf course?
No, it's playing at a high level, playing quarterback at a high level at the NFL level.
That's a good call.
Because you're so dependent on the play caller, the game planner, the protection, the receivers. Your success depends on so many other people. And then hitting major league pitching, I mean, let's consider this. Your reaction time that you have as a batter in the batter's box, you've got less than half a second to determine what type of pitch it is and whether it's going to be in the strike zone or not. 0.40 seconds to make that decision. And if you had noticed, there are going to be some ups and downs. You're going to have good streaks, and then you're going to trend down. It's going to be a tough streak, and then down the road, you're going to trend back up. And they were looking at me with this blank stare, the boys at the coffee shop. Blue, what are you talking about? Sort of like, you know, the way DT and Road Dogg are looking at me sometimes through the glass. What are you talking about?
Say what?
Yeah. Look, the Braves have the best record in the National League. And they've had a Ozuna! Harris and Arcia have been leading the way offensively. Riley stepped it up. And what's going to happen is that here very soon, Ozuna and Harris and Arcia and Riley, they're going to trend down. And at that point, that's when Acuna Matt Olson, and some others will trend up and pick up the slack. So I wouldn't be concerned about Matt Olson. This is normal. Hitting major league pitching is extremely difficult. But he's going to be back, and he's going to get a hot streak, and it's going to happen very soon. And looking forward to seeing the Braves go for the sweep tonight. Come on, show me some killer instinct in this game tonight. 7:20 start. You can hear all the action on the home of the Braves, 680 The Fan, especially if you've got that 680 The Fan mobile app. Listen crystal clear, regardless of where you're at, to Braves games. They're going to take Thursday off after we sweep the Marlins out of town. And then we've got what used to be the Cleveland Indians show up for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Next week, the Bravos are going to be off to Seattle and three with the Dodgers out in Los Angeles. Looking forward to that. All right, let's get to the final word.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
All right, final word today. My oldest son, Braden, a senior in high school, may have his final high school sports moment this afternoon, and I'm a little bit sad because of it. I mean, it went by way too fast. The region track meet goes down at West Forsyth High. He's going to be in the 4x200 relay and then the 200 meters. The top three advance to the sectionals. So I'm hoping and praying that Braden's going to run fast this afternoon. I'm not ready for this to end. And by the way, I want to tease David Pollack will be on the show with me tomorrow at 10:20. We'll talk NFL draft, talk about the Bulldogs, and his charity golf tournament that's coming up very soon I'm going to be playing in. Pollack tomorrow here on the Buck Belue Show. Got Cellini and Domino show up next. Stay tuned for that here on The Fan.
Thank you, Buck.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.